Nuvali, I miss you. I miss GCF Nuvali. It's been three Sundays, 3 weeks. So I do hope that you miss me too. Three Sundays po tayo nga hindi nagkasama. The first time around, I preach at GCF Marikina. Second Sunday, I am at CBCF Taisan, Batangas. And of course, last week, we went to Singapore. But I know, and I know that it's good sometimes that you hear some good preachers. Okay, last 2 weeks ago, I think Elder Elias preached to us about faith over fear. And then 2 Sundays ago, Pastor Mike Duco of South Metro preached to us that love begets love. And then just last Sunday, Brother Seth Felix preached to us that we need to be connected to one another. So we are encouraging each one of you to belong to a growth group. So I'm sure that God spoke to you through His Word, through this man of God who speaks to you the last 3 Sundays. Let me also reiterate to you our announcement. Starting October, that's October 1st, we will have a change of schedule in our afternoon services. For the morning, it will remain the same, 10 a.m. But in the afternoon, it will be for the 2 p.m., it will become 3 p.m. So that's 3 to 4:30. And the 4 p.m. will be at 5 p.m., 5 to 6:30. What's the reason? Because the leaders found out that some of our workers, the exalting team, the ushers, and even I myself, after preaching in the morning, we will about take lunch about 12:30. And by the time that we come back here in our place, we're already starting the 2 p.m. So just to give some ample time to take some rest for our workers, that's why we decided to move our 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. And then the 4 p.m., of course, will be moved to 5 p.m. Is that okay with you? Parang hindi yata pwede yung pastor. 4 p.m. pa rin. I hope it's okay with you. The 4 p.m. will be moved to 5 p.m., 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Starting October. Okay, so next week up to the last Sunday of September, still it's 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. But starting October, our services will be what? 10 a.m. and then the afternoon? 3 p.m. and 5 p.m. And also, we will try to incorporate Tagalog. This will be very challenging. Okay, the 3 p.m. At the 3 p.m., we will try to be Taglish. We will try to incorporate some Tagalog verses. It's not only the English verses that you will see in our PowerPoint, but we will also include Tagalog verses in the 3 p.m. service. So if you appreciate more Tagalog, then attend 3 p.m. That's starting October 1. So today we will start a new sermon series entitled Live Like Christ. It's actually based on what many calls the Sermon on the Mount. In the book of Matthew, it's more of exhaustive because it consists of 3 chapters, chapters 5, 6, and 7. But we will get our series based on the book of Luke, on the account of Luke. It is more concise, but somehow the message is still the same. And some scholars call it the Sermon on the Plain when it comes to the book of Luke. Later, we will see why did the scholars call this Sermon on the Plain, while on the other hand, in Matthew, they call it Sermon on the Mount. Now, our lesson for this morning, we can see in our passage in Luke chapter 6, verse 20 to 26, that Jesus is more concerned. Okay? Jesus is more concerned when it comes to our character more than our credentials. That is the lesson for us this afternoon. It's character over credentials. Now, before I continue, may I invite all of you to please stand and open your Bibles. I don't have this in our PowerPoint, so I'd like you to always bring your Bible. It's a good practice to always bring your Bibles with you every Sunday, whether it's electronic, in your iPad, or in your mobile, or hardbound. Please open it in Luke chapter 6, verses 20 to 26. And I will be reading from the English Standard Version. Verse 20, and he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry, for you shall be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you shall laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you and revile you, spurn your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and live for joy. For behold, your reward is great in heaven. For so their fathers did to the prophets." Verse 24, but woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you shall be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you shall mourn and weep. Woe to you when all people speak well of you, for so their fathers did to the false prophets. May God be praised for the reading of his word. Let us pray. Father, once again, we are here this afternoon. Father, would you please move in our midst through your Spirit. Move mightily, Lord God, in our midst. Open our hearts and our minds in order for us to understand the priority of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is to build up our character. Help us, Lord God, to be so dependent on Him and Him alone. May we have this self-awareness that indeed, Lord, we are nothing without our Lord Jesus Christ. So, Father, I pray that may your name be glorified as we study your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Please be seated. In one of the posts that I read from a Global Leadership Summit, it says, spend time with influencers. That's good for leadership. Spend time with influencers. But look at the second sentence. Especially if they don't have, quote-unquote, titles in their name. This is a very good reminder for me because it made me reflect about leadership. The truth is, we always want to rub elbows with people who have quote-unquote titles. We want to be associated with people who have this title. Why? Because we want to build our own credentials. We like to have the same name just like them. That's why most often than not, we want to associate ourselves with people who have titles rather than associate ourselves with people who don't have titles. And I do not exempt myself with that. And I like, before this passage, I'm always thinking about my credentials. And so somehow, this is also a rebuke from the Lord as I am studying this passage. But before we go to our passage, in order for us to appreciate this passage, Luke 6:20-26, let's first see the context, okay? The context of our passage. Here's the context. The preceding verses, in Luke chapter 6, verse 12 to 16, the choosing of the 12 apostles, it says here, in these days he went out to the mountain to pray, and all night he continued in prayer to God. And when day came, he called his disciples and chose from them 12. Among, he named Peter, Simon, whom he named Peter, and Andrew, his brother, James and John, and Philip, and Bartholomew, and Matthew, Thomas, James, son of Alphaeus, Simon, who was also called the Zealot, Judas, the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. Take note, the choosing of the 12 disciples. And immediately after that, look at what Dr. Luke recorded. In verse 17, he came down, Jesus came down with them, with the apostles, with the 12 apostles. Okay? Jesus came down with them and stood on a level place with a great crowd of his disciples and great multitude. Okay? Great multitude of people from Judea, Jerusalem, the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon, who came to hear him, to hear our Lord Jesus Christ, and to be healed from their diseases. And those who were troubled with unclean spirit, they were all cured. Verse 19, and all the crowd sought to touch him, to touch our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because for power came out from him and he healed some of them. Is that what the text says? Did he heal some of them? The Bible says he healed all of them. Look at the context, the calling of the 12. Okay? And then immediately they were with him. They were with our Lord Jesus Christ. And then they have seen the power of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because immediately, right in front of their very eyes, they have seen how powerful Jesus is because they saw that he healed them all. In other words, Jesus did a spectacular thing right in front of their very own eyes. And then in verse 20, it says, he lifted up his eyes on his disciples. Here's a question for us. if you are one of the 12, wag naman si Judas, di ba? Wag naman si Judas. Just, you are in the story, you were chosen by the Lord, and you just saw the spectacular things. Because, yeah, the unclean spirits were cured, he healed them all. You have seen this right in front of your eyes. You are following Jesus, okay? And Jesus did all of this miracle right in front of you. And then here he is, he lifted up his eyes. He will teach you something. What are you expecting him to teach you? What are you expecting him? You just saw his power. So what are you going to expect? With all honesty, as I am imagining this, if I was there, if I was one of the 12, what comes to my mind is this: here is my master. He will teach me the same. He will teach me on how to do miracles, because I just saw that he did all of these things. So that's what I want. That's what comes to my mind, that, oh, my master will teach me the same. He will teach me on how to heal people. In our context today, he will teach me to do spectacular things. He will teach me on how to grow the ministry. He will teach me on how I can build my credentials, how I can build the credentials of GCF Nuvali, so that people will recognize us, people will come here, that we will always have full pack, full house. That's the deception of pride. That is how the world thinks. But with all honesty, if I was there, that's really what's in my mind. Because I just saw him performing miracles. When Jesus lifted up his eyes on his disciples, I am just imagining this, that even before he opened his mouth, his eyes were already communicating to them. To be honest with you, this is what is in my heart. I have this confession to make. Even before I attended IDMC 2017, I am focusing on building up my credentials. I am focusing on the spectacular things. I am focusing on the superstructure of the church rather than the substructure of the church. What do I mean by that? I am beginning to look at numbers. For me, it's a number game. There's nothing wrong with when it comes to number, because it is the Lord who adds to our number. But I am beginning this. What is wrong is my heart. I am beginning to look at the church as a number game. Even before we celebrated our anniversary last July, this is my prayer to the Lord. Would you please, before we celebrate our fourth year, would you please grant us or give us 300 attendees? That's my prayer. And the Lord indeed grant my prayer. We reached 300, and even the Sunday after our anniversary, we had 300. But at the end of the day, my heart says, Lord, I know that there is more to this. Ministry is more than just a number game. Ministry is just more than becoming a big church. So I don't know about your life right now. Maybe you are here, you are also focusing on the externals rather than the internal. You worry too much about building up your credentials for your career, for having a nice portfolio for your business, building up your credential in school. Maybe just like me, if you are one of the 12, after seeing the spectacular things that Christ had done, you perhaps you're also thinking, Lord, teach us the same. We want also to do the same, just like you, doing miracles here and there. But the Lord Jesus, he is not after building up our credentials. He is focused on our character. Look at his teachings. Look carefully his teachings. He did not tell his disciples the how-to of the ministry, the how to heal people, how to cure all those unclean spirit. But rather, look at his teachings. The Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you shall be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you shall laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice and live for joy, for behold, great is your reward in heaven. The exact opposite. The whole picture, he is talking about our character, our inner being. The word poor here, of course, in the parallel passage, it means poor in spirit. The Greek word is potokos. It means abject poverty. What do I mean by abject poverty? He is giving us a picture of poor among the poor, a helpless person, a helpless person. In order for us to have a picture of this, look chapter 16, verse 20 to 21. I'm sure you are familiar with this, the story about Lazarus and the rich man. I just want you to see the description of what poor here means. So the same Greek word that was used, potokos. In Luke 16, 20, it says here, and at this gate was laid a poor man, the same word, poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores. And look at the description given to Lazarus, verse 21, who desired to be fed with what fell from the rich man's table. He is just waiting for the crumbs from the rich man's table. He is helpless in his situation. That is what the word poor here means. Helpless, bankrupt in his life. The Lord Jesus wants us to have this kind of attitude that we are so dependent on him and him alone. Humility, humbleness. That is what he is trying to teach to his disciples. It's not about the spectacular things. It's about our character. It's about our character. To illustrate this more, would you please turn your Bibles to Luke chapter 18, verses 9 to 14. Luke 18, 9 to 14. Jesus Christ told this parable to some who were trusted in themselves. They are self-reliant compared to being dependent on God. That they were righteous and treated others with contempt. Two men, two attitudes. Two men went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, prayed. Listen to his prayer. God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. Someone is standing beside him. I thank you that I am not like him. And here's his credentials. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I get. Trusting in himself, self-reliant. But look at the other person. But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even lift up his eyes on God. And he said, beating his breast, God, be merciful. I am a sinner. You see attitude, the posture of the heart of these two men. And Jesus Christ said in verse 14, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Church, two people, two persons, two attitudes. One is self-reliant, one is dependent. Dependent on God. We need to have that kind of attitude, being poor in spirit, helpless in our situation, desperately in need of God. We need to have that kind of attitude. It's a character thing. Humility, humbleness. We need to grow in this character. But sadly, we live in a world that promotes self-esteem more than being dependent on God. This world wants you to build your credentials and not focusing on your character. But let me tell you, the lesson here, it's character over credential. Because the second one, he said, blessed are the hungry, Of course, in connection to being poor, in Matthew it talks about being hunger and thirst for righteousness because we do not have our own righteousness. It's all about Christ's righteousness. But here, the hunger here, it's also talking about intense hunger. It gave us a picture of someone who is deficient on things. Being poor, they are deficient on food. So they need to rely on God. So what Jesus is trying to say here is that we need to be dependent on Him. We need to rely on God and God alone. The third one, He said, blessed are those of you who weep. Those who are really mourning because of their sin. And not only that, because we know that life's disappointment and pain, we know that one day, in Christ's perfect time, He will turn our mourning into joy. Because we are dependent on Him. We are helpless. We are dependent on Him. And these people who are dependent on God, they are the one who will suffer rejection. They are the one who will suffer hatred from other people. But look at the focus of Jesus. In verse 23, rejoice in that day and live for joy. For behold, your reward is great. Where? In heaven. Look at the focus of Jesus. He's not after the temporary things of this earth. He is teaching His disciples to look beyond what we can see here on earth. Great is your reward in heaven. So the big idea here, He is talking about the attitude of our heart. Jesus is after our character, a character formation, more than our credentials. Because the opposite is true. Here's the opposite. If we will not focus on our character, if we will become self-reliant, look at what He said in verse 24 to 26. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you shall be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you shall mourn and weep. Woe to you when all people speak well of you, for so their fathers did to the false prophets. Self-reliant versus dependent on God. So are you going to allow God to build your character, or you are going to build up your credentials? My dear brothers and sisters, Jesus, our Lord, our Master, He is so concerned about our character more than our credentials. This is the very reason why He opened up His teachings with this. If I was there, I will be shocked with His teaching because all the while I thought that you are going to teach us on how to heal people. But here you are talking to us being helpless, being dependent on you. Like what I told you a while ago, I was so concerned with the superstructure of the church. I am more concerned with building the credentials of GCF Nuvali. But this passage, this somehow brought me back to what I should be focusing on. And that is character. And even in the recent IDMC 2017, what the Lord made me realize when I was there is the clarity of my calling and direction. Now I know where are we going. If you are going to ask me, Pastor, where are we going? We have been attending here for a while now. Where's our direction? Where are you leading us? You know where? I am leading you towards Christ-likeness. At the end of the day, it's all about changed lives, transformation, being like Christ. That's the goal. That's the direction. Focusing on our being more than our doing. Why? Look at what the Bible says. In Romans chapter 8, verse 29, for those whom He foreknew, He also predestined. Look at the purpose statement here. To be conformed to the image of His Son. That's the purpose. We are predestined to what? Predestined to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 3:18, and we all with unveiled face beholding the glory of God. And as we are beholding the glory of God, what should be happening? It's who we become. It says there, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. In other translations, it's from glory to glory. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. Remember GCF Nuvali. In this, what we call redemptive pilgrimage, point A is our being. Point B is not our destiny. It's our becoming. That's the journey. Point A is our being, then point B is our becoming. It's who we become in the process. That is what is more important to Christ rather than our credentials. To illustrate this more, while I am studying and meditating this passage, the Lord again rebuked me because I am beginning to look myself more highly than others. How is that? As you all know, I am pursuing higher education in theology, and there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong in adding up to your capital, knowledge, you know, increasing your capacity to learn. There's nothing wrong with that. But what is wrong is who I become in the process. I tend to compare myself on others. If others is not at par with me, I am beginning to look down on them. I know that this is a wake-up call for me when I read this passage, that Jesus is more concerned with character more than credentials. That's why I told you if I am one of the 12, that's really what I'm expecting him to teach me, to do spectacular things for the ministry, the how-tos. But Jesus did the exact opposite. It's not about the how-tos. It's about who you become. It's about our character more than our credentials. So I really praise the Lord for His word. This is a great reminder for me to start focusing on what matters most. And my prayer is that may you also see this through His word, that you start focusing on what matters most, character formation. Let me share this to you. Why do we need to focus on character more than our credentials? This came from the book, How to Influence People. It says here, credentials, they are transient. That's true. All those, your name and then the letters after your name, when you die, it's nothing. So it's really transient. While character, it is permanent. It will last throughout eternity. Credentials, they turn the focus to rights. It is as if you have the right to do this. You have this thing called yung parabang, di ba? Eh, because of my credential, eto dapat ako. But when it comes to character, more than your rights, it focuses on your responsibilities. For the credentials, it just adds value to one person. Well, if you have character, you add value to many people. Credentials, it tends to look at the past accomplishments, all about past accomplishments. But your character, it builds a legacy for the future. Credentials, it often evoke jealousy in others. While character, it generates respect and integrity. Credentials, it will just get you into the door. Yes, because of your credentials somehow, perhaps in your career, but what will keep you there is your character. Because without character, definitely, one day you will see yourself again at the bottom. So it's really character over credentials. It's time for us, GCF Nuvali, to focus on character more than credentials. There's nothing wrong in building up credentials, but if that is just your focus, then something is wrong in our heart. We should focus more on character rather than credentials. And remember, in this character formation, the first step is to be totally dependent on Him, because we cannot do this alone. We need Him. The first step is to humble ourselves before God, admit to Him that we are nothing, we are bankrupt, left to our own, we're nothing. But it's all about Him. It is all about Him. The world likes to feed our ego. It deceives us into thinking that being on the limelight, it's good. Thus, we always want to be recognized, and if we want to be recognized, then we tend to focus on building up our credentials more than our character. But Jesus is a counterculture master. Again, He is not after the credentials of His disciples, but He is after the character of his disciples. Why? Because credentials, these are just temporary. While character, it leaves a lasting legacy. So GCF Nuvali, the choice is yours. Are you going to build your credentials, or you will focus on character formation? Today is a communion Sunday, so it's good for us to reflect on the finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ, because at the end of the day, again, we need